The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says the current situation in the region, including Iraq, is the result of irresponsible policies of certain countries in Syria. The leader made the remarks in a meeting with the Iraqi premier, Haider al-Abadi, who is in Tehran on an official visit. Ayatollah Khamenei added that Tehran does not trust the sincerity of those countries that claim to be fighting against the ISIL Takfiri militants. The leader also said that the Islamic Republic strongly supports the new Iraqi government. Ayatollah Khamenei added that the Iraqi nation and government are fully capable of defeating the terrorists and maintaining security, and therefore there is no need for the presence of foreign forces. The leader also thanked Iraq for not allowing its soil to be used against the Syrian government. Professor at the University of Tehran, Mohammad Marandi, joins us right now to reflect more on what Iran's leader has said. Mohammad Marandi, welcome. When we want to talk about trust, there's 30 years of it, of mistrust, that obviously Iran has had every right to not trust the United States. So when it comes to their plans in the region, Iran's leader does have a point, doesn't he?
Without a doubt, the problem really that exists both in Iraq and Syria connected to U.S. policy in this region. Iraq, we all recall, was led by Saddam Hussein, who was supported by the United States during the war against Iran. And in fact, it's very important to remember that chemical weapons that were used extensively against both Iranians and Iraqis were again provided by the United States and European, Western European countries at that time. Subsequently, the United States invaded Iraq, destroyed the country's infrastructure, and after that, unfortunately, the United States and its allies created a civil war in Syria. They without a doubt, are responsible for the Syrian war, the civil war, more than anyone else. And that war has spread to Iraq, which is unable to defend itself, obviously, because it doesn't have a strong infrastructure because of the American invasion. So the United States is responsible for the situation. It's also responsible for the rise of ISIL. U.S. allies have created, as the U.S. vice president admitted, and the Americans knew this all along. So without a doubt, the Americans are responsible for ISIL and for the destruction that we have in this region. So Iran supports the Iraqi government, strongly supports the government, but Iran does not trust the United States.
And quickly, if you can, no matter what corner I've turned to, and no matter what articles, entries, analysis that has been made, and that's available all over the net, it seems that the U.S. and the U.S.-led airstrikes are not living up to what they said that they were going to do. Isn't that one another major reason why there's a questionable cloud hanging over what the U.S. claims to be their efforts in eliminating the ISIL through these airstrikes, even though the numbers don't say that much?
Well, there are two things here. One is that in the case of Iraq, the U.S. government has permission to carry out strikes, but in Syria, the U.S. government does not, so its actions are illegitimate in the first place. But even in Iraq and Syria, in Iraq, the U.S. airstrikes are very small in number. The Americans, when they wanted to invade Iraq, carried out thousands of sorties a day. And right now, all the bombings carried out in Iraq and Syria combined are nothing compared to what the United States did in the past. So the Americans are intentionally trying to use as less firepower as possible. And it is only keeping in check ISIL. Otherwise, if the United States was serious about confronting the ISIL, the first thing that they would do is that they would put pressure on Saudi Arabia, because the source of the ideology comes from Wahhabism, which is funded by Saudi Arabia, continues to be funded by Saudi Arabia. And they would also put pressure on Turkey to stop supporting ISIL, because as your reporter who was murdered the day before yesterday pointed out, ISIL continues to pass through the Turkish border on a daily basis with the knowledge of the Turkish government, and the Americans know this. So the Americans, even now, are allowing ISIL to function. They're allowing them to gather ideological and logistical support, and they're closing their eyes to this reality.
Thank you very much for that. Professor at the University of Tehran, Mohammad Marandi there.